Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December 7th, 2011. Former Israeli president starts a 7-year sentence for rape, and settlers attack a mosque in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. A member of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, was killed on Tuesday evening by Israeli army fire. Ismail Al-Alir, aged 23, was among those who engaged Israeli forces in an area just east of Gaza City. After shelling an area and wounding two, the Israeli army fired more shells near the Anas bin Malek Mosque, killing Ismail and wounding three others. Armoured vehicles and bulldozers were also reported to have made an incursion near the Karni crossing, with shots being heard. Israeli soldiers demolished another home in Al-Khalaya neighbourhood north of occupied East Jerusalem, the third such demolition since Monday. The home belonged to Khamis al-Dadu and his 8 family members, and the usual claim was provided by Israel is that the house contained constructions not licensed by the Jerusalem municipality. Despite the issuing of construction permits for thousands of settlements, units earmarked for Jews, Palestinians of the Old City and surrounding areas rarely receive building permits. East Jerusalem was captured in the Six-Day War in 1967 and subsequently annexed weeks later, and in 1980 was declared by the Israeli Knesset to be the united and eternal capital of Israel. The United Nations Security Council passed a resolution voiding this declaration. 14 Security Council members voted in favour of the resolution, with none against. The United States abstained. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli settlers set fire to the main entrance of the Brooklyn Mosque. Local sources reported that several armed Israelis invaded the village and tried to burn down the mosque, but were only able to set its entrance ablaze. The settlers then burnt a number of parked cars within the vicinity. The recent attack is part of a larger price tag campaign against the Palestinians, their holy sites and their lands, undertaken by those settlers who blame the Palestinians for any evacuation of illegal settlement outposts in the occupied territories. President Moshe Katsav has started the first day of his 7-year sentence, after on Thursday, November 10th, the Israeli Supreme Court upheld the conviction against the former Israeli president, after it rejected the appeal filed by his lawyer. President Katsav was convicted of raping a former employee when he served as a cabinet minister, and for the sexual harassment of two former employees in the years of 2000 and 2007. Israeli daily newspaper, Haaretz, reported that Katsav will be held in a cell designated for prisoners who are believed to be suicidal. President Katsav maintains his innocence and turned down a plea bargain 2 years ago, which would have allowed him to escape the more serious charges. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, December 7th daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Qasis and me, William Gibson.